A ban on food waste in black bins. Last night, Belfast City Council approved a proposal that means that food waste cannot be disposed of in your black bin. Under new regulations, raw and cooked food waste must now go in brown bins. This will be monitored with a three-strike rule, or you're out. You won't have your bin collected. The former sheriff, Councillor Jim Rogers, sits on the People and Communities Committee. You approved these plans, Jim.
Yes, and the decision was taken unanimously by the committee last month, and the same thing applied last evening at Belfast City Council's monthly meeting. They're very important, Stephen. We're still lagging terribly behind in how we deal with litter and rubbish in Belfast. And we need to do something about it because it is costing us an absolute fortune in regard to landfill. And I think this is a very sensible move. And can I point out,
if you put a bit of food waste, so if you throw a packet of crisps in the black bin, you're not going to empty it?
Well, the first time that food waste is found in a black bin, a warning sticker will be placed on
right.
it.
Right, big warning second, sticker.
Yes, and on the second occasion, the sticker will be followed by a letter
Ooh.
To the offending householder.
Right.
And then if there's a third breach, and this is important, the bin won't be emptied until the householder has removed the food waste.
That's very good of you.
Now, a number of councils in Northern Ireland have already introduced this scheme. And after, naturally, some problems to begin with, it's now working exceptionally well. And other councils are about to follow suit.
Just say someone's other bin is full.
Well, it shouldn't be full, Stephen. That's the whole issue
here.
What
do you mean it shouldn't be full?
If they're managing,
what is a brown bin for? I get confused with all these different colours. It's like a rainbow. What is the brown bin for?
Well, the brown bin is for gardening materials. And now what we're asking is, if you've got a brown bin, you simply put your food waste into it. And there's also a number of people in Belfast who have got food caddies. And we provide the liners for those. They're free of charge. And you simply put them into the caddy if you don't have a brown bin. And you tie the little bag in a knot.
Right.
And it'll be collected. Now, we're moving ahead in Belfast,
yes.
but it's still, if this scheme works as we expect it to, there'll be a saving of about £800,000 per year.
Are you going to search through the bin?
Well, if necessary, that will be the case, because
really?
already people who throw black bags out along with their bin. Our council staff actually open the black bags. They look for evidence of whose name
Do they?
On an envelope, yes. And you will receive a letter and a fixed penalty ticket once they prove it's you.
If what? If you leave a black bag beside your bin?
If you leave a black bag beside your bin, yes, you shouldn't be leaving black bags.
If you leave a black bag beside your bin, council staff will search through the black bag.
Yes.
Trying to find evidence of the identity of the black bag criminal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Meanwhile, people run around on the 12th of July throwing everything onto the road. How many stickers are you putting on them or fining them?
You raise this.
And don't start me again about the bonfires.
You raise this all the time. We've got to get really serious here. Whenever we look at other European cities, how well they can deal with their rubbish. We're getting there, but it's taking us longer than what we...
Isn't the taxpayer, through their rates, paying you to empty their bin, to take away their black bags, and now you're fining them?
Well, that's been in operation now for some time. People have got plenty of bins. If they manage your rubbish properly, they shouldn't have to have black bags sitting beside
why?
The bin.
Just so that I understand.
Or dumping the black bags in many cases up an entry.
So that I understand. Well, there's a hell of a difference, Jim, isn't there? From dumping a black bag up an entry and putting it beside your bin at your front door. Just explain to me why it's such a crime to put a black bag of rubbish beside your bin for the bin man to lift.
Well, you'll find that animals, particularly dogs will slash a black plastic bag and start looking for food or whatever, and before you know it, you've got this thrown all over an entry or the footway, and then we get complaints from people saying, we've got mice in our area or we've got rats, and all of these things contribute to this. So we have to be careful how we handle.
How much is the fine? How much are we fined if we're black bag criminals?
It is a fixed penalty ticket. I think it's in the region of £80, but if it's paid within a certain length of time,
£80,
£40. Yes.
Sammy in Belfast. Morning, Sammy.
And good morning, Stephen. I'm just wondering, right, when the bin men take the big bin up to the lorry, they open it up, and all they see is what's in the top, and then it's just...
Oh, no, they're searching. According to...
How do they know what's in the middle of that?
According to the former sheriff, they're searching through the black bags now.
No, I'm not talking about black bags. I know what's left by the side of the bin. Actually, in the bin, I mean, you could tip your food into the bin, into the middle of it, and then, like, how do they know what's in the middle of the black bin?
Sammy, we're asking people to be responsible. It's all about education. We're trying to educate people what they do with their waste, and
yes,
we're urging people to behave. And the vast majority of people...
And I agree with you, by the way, because I do it myself.
Yes, well, I'm glad to hear that.
I've got a wee waste bin and I put on my food. But my question is, how can you prove it? If the bin men just... wheel it up
they're
the lorry,
open
the top and just tip it in.
No.
You don't know what's in the middle of that.
They're going to hook through the bins.
No, they don't have time to hook through every bin, Stephen.
No, they don't hook through the bins, Stephen. They'll look through the black bags, but there's ways and means of finding out. And our council cleansing staff... Well, I haven't time to go into all
the... How do you know what's in the middle
of settle down here, Stephen. Settle down. Don't be getting excited. Our council cleansing staff do an absolutely brilliant job.
Yes.
And I've urged you in the past to go out along with these people. It'll take a bit of weight off you. You might feel much better than what you presently are. And see how these bin men work.
Jim,
and
how hard
that they actually work.
Jim,
they're bringing in a rule,
yes,
that they can't implement. They're bringing in a rule that
Sammy, that is not correct. It can be implemented.
How can you tell what's in the middle of a black bin? Explain to me.
My advice to people is is to make sure that they either use the caddy with the little plastic bag in it.
I don't know what a caddy is.
Bin. Otherwise, you will be caught.
I thought a caddy was something that went out with Roy McIlroy. What is a caddy?
Well, it's a brown Bakelite container.
Right.
It's quite small. And there's plenty of slots in it, so people can't complain,
yes,
about the smell not getting away.
Bulk.
And you have the plastic bag which fits round it.
Right.
And after maybe a few days, depending on the amount of rubbish you put into it, as
yes,
I said earlier, you simply tie the bag in a knot.
Yes.
And then the council are supplying you. We give all households a roll of this material.
Right.
And also, whenever you need another one, there's a bowl supplied where you simply tie it onto the bin.
A bowl.
And they will know that,
yes,
you need replacement.
Jim, how many bins does a household have these days? What? How many different colours?
Well, it depends. You see, Stephen, if somebody asked the council, we would supply a blue bin, which is mainly for papers, etc. And if somebody asked for a second blue bin, we would give them a second blue bin.
Right, so there's a blue bin for paper.
In general, there's about four bins.
You're supposed to have four bins in your driveway now.
Yes, and also we work very closely with Bryson House.
Yes.
And they have these small bins.
So just help me understand this.
Which we're going to see us out eventually because people don't like them. The lids blow off if the weather's,
yes,
windy.
So there's a blue bin for paper. There's a brown bin for grass.
And then we've got
there's the black bin for what's the black bin for?
The black bin would be a lot of people would use black plastic bags in their house to empty the various bits of materials in, and that's what you would put into the black bin.
Stephen, can you still hear me?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay, tell me this. Wait, I have a low lot of food, like on my plate that I don't want. I go into the bin and it's half full. I dump that in it, so it's in the middle of the bin, and I do that 3 or 4 times. How are the bin men going to know what's in the middle of my bin? Explain to me that.
Tim Rogers can't reveal those secrets.
Sammy, X-ray machines with them,
Sammy,
now. Can...
We're asking people like you and the good citizens of Belfast to work with us and behave.
Yeah, but what if they don't want to do that? That's my point. What about the people who don't do that?
And on mainland Europe, we can do it in Belfast.
So, Jim, help me understand this as a former sheriff.
Help me understand it. I still can't work out how to see what's in the middle of a bin.
So I've got my hot wings and my kind of half-eaten bit of chicken, Jim. And there was a time, actually, where I left some of the chicken carcasses in the back of the car and they smelt rotten. It was awful. Anyway, so you get these chicken bones, right, after I've had my KFC or whatever it is, and I take them and I'm walking up to my house. Am I allowed to throw that rubbish in my black bin?
No.
No? No. And if I put it in a black bag, I'll be fined?
If the black bag is left out, some people actually put black bags into their black bins. That's fine.
Right.
But if you leave, say, for example, you claim my bin was overflowing and you leave a black bag beside it, the council, if they spot it, they will take action.
Michael Keenan is from the Unite Union. My goodness, why is Unite interested in this, Michael?
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, we welcome the council's efforts to increase recycling and, you know, reduce rubbish on landfill sites. But our concern is that there's been no consultation on this. I mean, the first I heard of this was from a newspaper article yesterday. When I contacted staff in the Belfast City Council, they didn't know anything about this and how it's going to be carried out. And from what Jim Rogers has just said, I think there are serious health and safety concerns.
What are the health and safety concerns?
Well, if we're going to have refuse collectors hooking through bins, most black bins contain black bags. People don't normally throw rubbish straight into the bin. So, do the council want the collectors to open black bags, search for whatever shouldn't be in it, not knowing that there could be glass in it, there could be sharps, there could be all sorts of dangerous stuff? Well, that's why we said that there should have been, there should have been some consultation on this.
No consultation, Jim?
Well, Michael, I'm shocked at hearing that.
Shocked.
And we have a meeting today of the committee, and I intend to raise this. Now, we have a very good relationship, you will be aware.
Not anymore.
With our trade unions, and they're consulted. They work with us, they raise a wide range of issues, and I'm rather amazed because we got this report last month and all these things were considered. And the other thing that's so important about all of this, there'll be stickers put on the various bins so that people fully understand what such and such a bin is to be used for.
Sticker of shame?
No, not a sticker of shame. A sticker basically telling you that the black bin, you should have certain things in it, the same with the blue bin, the same with the brown bin.
You see, there might be some people, Jim, asking themselves this morning, has the council not got anything better to do?
Stephen! You're one of the people.
You're pursuing people now.
The Down Council,
yes,
who quite clearly are lazy, you're careless, you couldn't care less. And it's people like you that we would want to work with us because recycling is a big, big issue. And waste, we are improving in regards to it. We have a long way to go.
Sammy's in the shankle. Morning, Sammy.
Stephen, I thought you were talking to the word Sammy there and you had me worried. I'm not getting through. Well, all I want to say is, Mr. Rogers, I don't know where you live. Is it the Cherry Valley end of Belfast or what? But I have only one big black bin. I have a small green bin that you put your bits and pieces of your food left, and there's not really much you could put in it. So we have no blue, no brown, or no other coloured bins. I live in the Lower Shankill. So, you know, all these different colours and all, I don't know where you're...
Well, Sammy, eventually everybody will be getting the colours of bins which you've just mentioned.
Blue, black. Black, brown, green.
It's taken a while to roll all of this out. It costs money, but as I said earlier, it's going to save in the region of about £800,000 a year. Now, this scheme will probably cost us to introduce it between £50,000 and £60,000, because we're going to bring in about 32 temporary staff and a few vehicles to cover all the collection rounds. But the legislation has been introduced.
Are you happy with this, Sally?
Saturday passed.
No, Stephen. There's one thing here. You see where they turn around and they're saying they're going to bring this in, they're going to spend money on this too.
Yes.
Another topic is there's people dumping their stuff out in the end of the entries.
Well, listen.
And they've been pulled many a time and there's been no fines. That would help. That would help where money's concerned and all.
But sure.
All you hear is rambling.
But sure, Sammy, you know, you will know if you've been listening to the programme over recent weeks.
Yeah.
You will know that if you take 100 tyres and you dump them on council land, you know that the response will be, we've got to work with the people who are leaving the tyres down. And we've got to have a multi-agency approach to seeing if we can understand why these people are doing it. But of course, if you're a single householder and you put a little bit of rubbish in the wrong bin, or indeed you leave a black bag out, you will be fined. If you take 100, 200, 1,000 pallets and you dump them on council land, you won't be fined. You'll have a little meeting and they'll all come together and try to understand why you're dumping pallets on council land. But if you're a single householder, Sammy, you will get fined.
Stephen, that is not strictly true.
You were on the radio with me. You were on the radio with me saying that it's difficult to find who does it. It's difficult to detect them. And also others were saying that this has to come from a community up approach for these people dumping tyres and pallets. You were the man on with me.
But that doesn't mean that we don't take action. Once we get the necessary information or people are identified, they will suffer the consequences for by. The other thing I want to point out to your listeners, because this is key, every household will receive a letter setting out all the details about this new scheme and what you use each bin for. It's easy to read and they will be distributed,
Jim,
over the next few weeks.
Jim, more to the point, I have this terrible, over the last maybe month and a half, I have this terrible pain in my right-hand side, just under my ribs.
Yes.
A really sharp, piercing pain.
Yes.
What could this be?
Well, it may be imagination, Stephen. I have a very painful knee at the minute. I know it's an old football injury, and yesterday it was very, very sore, but I just get up and get on with it. I don't let these things get me down.
I have a piercing pain.
Me.
I think it might... Is my appendix there, or my kidney, or...
Well,
I don't know what it is there.
I would go to your GP...
The last time I went to my doctor, I got probed.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Jean and Bangor. Morning, Jean.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes, Jean.
Jim's talking rubbish. His leading Belfast Council are not leading at all. Bangor have been doing that for almost a year.
Well, I've already mentioned some of the councils. I mightn't have named them, but I'm fully aware of that. And they're doing a very good job. And all the reports suggest it's working well.
Yes. And you get bins, liners for your little small bin.
That's right.
Twice a year, which is in no way sufficient.
Well, then, it's up to you. It's
family.
Up to you to get on to our North Down Council.
I have been on to North Down Council. I have put the bag on the bin that I needed more bins.
Yes.
And it never happened.
Well, that's unfortunate because
in Belfast, the councillors are so efficient.
Jean, we would make sure that if somebody wasn't getting replacement bags, that it would happen.
June and Banbridge.
That would be interesting to see, Jim, if that does happen.
Morning, June and Banbridge. Good morning.
Good morning. Ask Jim how much we're going to pay.
You ask him.
Right, Jim, how much are we going to pay for the wee bin, the hookers for a start? And then we'll have the envelopes. Then we'll have the paper to write these wee letters on. I mean, and it goes on and on. How much is this going to cost?
Well,
we reckon,
our officers have said it's between 50 grand and 60 grand. That's to get this up and running.
To send out letters?
No, this is going to include 32 temporary staff and some additional vehicles. But remember what it said.
Additional vehicles for what?
£800,000 we estimate is going to be saved.
Additional vehicles for what?
Well, we need additional vehicles because of the extra work.
What extra work?
Well, for example, and with us encouraging people to use the proper bins, we do need more vehicles, but it's a very, very small number.
Vehicles to do what?
To go round the various areas.
And check the bins?
Collections.
To go round and check the bins?
No. Look, that is done by our inspectors, and they do a superb job.
You've inspectors to check bins.
Yes, if somebody, for example, contacts me and says, "Mr. Rogers or Alderman Rogers,"
yes, Mr. Nolan has thrown a chicken carcass in a black bin.
Well, there's black bags lying in such and such a location.
Yes,
they will get staff out, and I've told you earlier. They will open the black bag and they will try and get evidence of, say, an envelope or envelopes.
Yes.
And then they will go to that person's home. Right? They will knock the door, ring the bell.
Knock the door.
And they will ask them about a black bag that has been found.
My goodness.
And if they don't have the proper answers, action will be taken. Or in the first instance, as many cases, they'll be ticked off.
I completely forgot about Heidi McAlpin this morning, who's been waiting patiently.
Jim, hold on a minute. Jim, this is temporary. So we're going to spend all this money.
No. This is not temporary. No, this is not temporary.
You said you're bringing in temporary people to do this.
Yes, temporary staff will be brought in.
Why are the temporary staff not permanent staff?
But once, because to get this up and running, Stephen.
Up and running. Heidi.
Oh, good morning.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot about you, Heidi.
It's always the way.
What are your thoughts around this?
Well, everybody needs just to be honest about this. Nobody's going to be getting fines, and these bin hookers, professional bin monitors that Jim talks about, what a job that is, by the way. I just can't see them doing what he says they do. I think that this is a subtle warning, a warning shot across the bow, in the hope that people will get into the habit of doing the right thing, and then gradually over time it'll become the norm. A bit like wearing seatbelts. Whenever the seatbelt law was enforced, there were all these talks about you're going to get fined and all the rest of it. But ultimately it was down to people to understand that this was good for them, and it's the same with the bins. I just don't see this, you know, you get a sticker and you get a warning and then you get a letter sent out.
Then you get a fine.
Warnings, you don't get your bin picked up. That's not going to happen. Bins will be collected or will be riddled with rats.
Not according to Councillor Rogers.
Yeah, but if he's still there, I think... You know,
I'm still here.
A little subtle warning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We don't want to see anybody being fined. That's
exactly
why I've emphasised a number of times this morning. This is all about education,
yes.
Trying to educate people in which bin they should use.
Well, listen, Jim, Peter Macrofeld has a question for you. Do your best to answer it for him. Morning, Peter.
Morning, Stephen.
Say good morning to Alderman Rogers, former sheriff of the great city of Belfast.
Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Jim. Guys, we're very confused and we're actually very cross now in Macrofeld because we're all sitting here at work and we don't know what to do. We're going now. I mean, Stephen's talking about, you know, he's eating, if he goes for someone to eat, and he's going to be sick. And we're all worried about him. But we're actually even more worried now is, if he gets up in the middle of the night, and he has to go quickly to have a book, what bin's he going to book in?
Well, I would hope that he would go into his bathroom.
No, but what colour? This is an important question.
Exactly.
What
Stephen,
if you're going black. To if you're going to be sick, what colour of bin
Stephen,
can you be sick
you
in?
You shouldn't be sick in the bin. You should go to your toilet, or if you're outside.
Yes, but if you're outside and you don't want...
things happen.
Is there an exception?
Stephen, if you were walking up the street, yes, you know, that night you're outside the restaurant, it happens, the bins are sitting out that night.
Everything I eat at the moment, I'm being sick. So this is actually a relevant question that you have raised, Peter.
But you were saying, should you clean it up? I think it's just easier to go and just run into... I mean, if you're in France, you can be done. You're allowed to do things on the street if you're under pressure. I mean, if you're under pressure on the Lisbon Road, do you do it on the pavement or do you just lift a bin and stick your head in it?
But what colour of bin are you allowed to be sick in?
Well, Stephen, if you walk through Belfast City Centre, particularly at weekends, you'll see that some people have been sick.
Exactly, and it's terrible looking. And it's disgusting looking.
And our,
I mean, do we need an exit for walking dogs, carry a bag with us in case we're going to be sick? So, if you're going to the pub,
I was going to suggest
afterwards.
Hold on now.
Black van home.
Hold on.
I was going to suggest that for Stephen. If I was Stephen, I would be carrying a number of plastic bags with me in case I am sick.
But okay, so say I carry a plastic bag and I'm sick in the plastic bag. What colour of bin do I throw that into? Because I don't want, I don't want the bin men having to hook through the boat. So what colour of bin do I throw it into?
Well, in the bag, Stephen, you probably should be throwing it into the brown bin.
The brown bin?
Yes.
But then that's plastic in a brown bin.
Well, knowing Stephen, I think he would just walk on. He wouldn't worry too much about it.
That's an accusation that I resent. Ken and Garva. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Is Jump still there?
He is. He's valiantly defending this... new policy.
They mentioned there a while ago of the black bin putting items onto it. I always know the black bin as household items.
Yes.
Well, what does these items that Jim says has to get into it now?
It would be still household items. Now, it depends on which council area you're in, but that's what most people use a black bin for. But the brown bins, that's where you should be putting your food waste and any of your garden materials.
Into the brown bin?
Into the brown bin, yes.
And then you're after saying about if you tie a black bag and set it beside your bin, the bin men will not lift it. Is that correct?
That's what happens in Belfast. We don't lift black plastic bags because we firmly believe that you should have enough space in your bin.
And what if you don't?
From one collection to the other.
That's
correct. Well, Stephen, the council will take action.
But what do you do with the extra rubbish?
If they know who left that particular black bag, it was already explained this morning.
But what do you do with the extra rubbish if you have it?
Well, again, it's up to you to keep it in your own home and put it in the bin once there's a space for it.
So leave it around the house smelling?
Well, what's happening is bins are full to overflowing and you have people who's leaving black bags beside
What colour of bin does a nappy go into?
That's a good question, Stephen. I think possibly the...
It's like a game show, this.
The blue bin, but I'm hoping to be corrected there, but it's a good question, something I'll have to check out.
It's like a quiz show.
But you're going to get all the details on these stickers that are being brought in.
Are there any bins for recycling glass?
No. In regards to Belfast, we don't have any recycling of glass. It was going to cost us too much money to introduce it.
So what do you do with your broken glass?
Well, again, you should take it to the our recycling centres, or you should put it into a substantial bag.
Michael in Belfast, very quickly, 20 seconds, Michael.
Nolan, you have given me a sore head this morning.
Why?
Do you know what you want to do with them black bags, you and Rogers? You want to get one each and stick them over your head.
That's very rude.
I do apologise. But seriously, I am listening for the last half an hour to complete and utter rubbish.
Thank you very much, dear licensee pair. Thank you.